You're listening to the NASM CPT Podcast with Rick Ritchie, winner of the ShareCare Emmy Award for Social Storytelling and the official podcast of the National Academy of Sports Medicine.
Hey, y'all, and welcome to the NASM CPT Podcast. My name is Rick Ritchie, and I'm going to start with a question that came out. Somebody asked this question. It was back in mid-January. So, China, I am sorry, but I've just now gotten to it. It says, hey, I just wanted to say I love your podcast and I listen to them at work. Anyway, don't think you've discussed this topic yet. I couldn't quite find it in the podcast, but I was wondering if you could do a mini podcast or a video in response to the question, is having an active social media presence important for new personal trainers? This is a great question. It is one that many people struggle with, and not even new personal trainers, but personal trainers in general. Do we need to have social media presence? The answer is sure, it can help, but also no, it doesn't have to be present in order to grow your business. So I figure what we can do is just talk about two different things today. One, we're going to talk about social media and how it can be helpful, and what are some of the things you can do with your social media in order to grow your business. And then we're also going to talk about what you can do without social media and how you can grow your business, and you don't have to worry about being on a social platform and doing all of those Instagram posts and all of the stories and all the reels and all the things that you're supposed to do in order to build your business. So let's get started. And ultimately, yes, social media can be helpful. It is helpful for many people, but there are a lot of people out there. They have a huge social media following and they get zero business from it. Just because you have a large following does not mean you will ever get any business from that following. Now, if for those of you who have online training, you are much more likely to get business from that virtual space than you are from a brick and mortar. I'm going around to people's houses. I'm training people in a park. I train out of a specific gym. Then just because you have people and you live in Salt Lake City and people follow you, and they follow you in Oklahoma, and they follow you in Idaho, and they follow you in New York City, and they follow you in Indonesia, and they follow you all over the world, just because you got a lot of people following you, you ain't getting any extra business because of that. Now, there might be a person or two that are like, look how many followers this person has. They might be really good. And just because you have a great following, many people are hip to this, doesn't mean that you are going to be a good trainer, or at least a good trainer for them. So let's talk a little bit first about what are some of the ways that you can strategize and that you can build your business for those who don't have and don't want to use social media. What are some strategies? Well, how to build your training business without social media. First and foremost, we've talked about it before. This is the most underhand pitch version that you can do. The first thing you're going to do is you're going to get client referrals. There are people you already train. The people you train already love you. They appreciate you. They love what you do for their lives, and they want to share that with people that are in their lives. They say, well, I've got somebody that is a great trainer. Let me share that person with you. And yes, there are some people out there that don't want to share you. They want to keep you all for themselves. And that's fine. Just let them know it would be a great benefit to me. And if not, then I'm going to have to raise your rates. No, I'm just kidding. You don't. That's a little blackmail. That's something I use. I'm just kidding. I don't use that. I'm just saying there are ways to get clients to help refer people to you, but most of them want to. They want to see you succeed. They want to see, they don't want to see you struggle when it comes to building your business. And you get to know people on a personal level when you're training, and they want to see you succeed with that. So that's huge. The second one. So client referrals, get your clients to refer their friends, family, office mates, colleagues, those things to you. Secondly, networking with other professionals. I'm going to tell you right now, when I got back last week from traveling outside of the country for NASM, I landed and I had a phone call, or I had a voice message. It was from John Diamond, Dynamic Sports Physical Therapy in Midtown, New York. And he said, Rick, Give me a call when you get a chance. I have somebody who is looking for a trainer, and you are the person I thought would be best to work with this client. You know what I did? I called John right away. And I said, hey, I want to thank you so much for thinking about me. By the way, I also train, and I went down the list with Katie and Maury and Linda. And I said, I want to thank you for referring them to me as well. I have three people and now a fourth person coming from that physical therapy office. I've made friends with the physical therapist. I've known them for years. I go to them. I get a little hitch in my giddy up. It's time to go to PT. Every time I see them, there's a reminder. Hey, Rick's here. Every once in a while, I send them a little something like, hey, here's a gift card from Starbucks to buy coffees for the office. Just little hellos, little reminders. And they turn around and I get people that train once or twice a week with me. That is huge for my business. Networking is vitally important. I used to have this also long ago with a chiropractor that was close to where I worked in a different business. And we did a lot of referrals back and forth with them. So find people, chiropractors, massage therapists, physical therapists, athletic trainers, find those people. And then this is important because other trainers will refer to you for the third one. So the first one, client referral. Second one, networking with other professionals. And third is find your niche. I like to say niche. It sounds fancier. Maybe you know more of what you're doing when you have a niche instead of a niche. I don't know if that's true or not, but I do know this. When you find something that you excel at, so maybe for you, it's here's an example. Early on, my buddy Josh was a triathlete. Anytime I had somebody that rode a bike that wanted to swim or that wanted to run, then, and he ran marathons as well. Like I was like, I don't know. I can work out with you, but if you want to work out and train for those things, even though Josh didn't train them specifically for it, he trained their workouts around what they needed to do. He was far more apt. He had conversations with them that I could not have. He knew information about running and swimming and cycling that I did not know. If somebody came up and they were interested with training with me, but that's what they came to the table with. Sometimes I'd just be like, I honestly think it'd be better if you worked with Josh. I'd love to work with you. I'd love to train you. But that kind of falls in his wheelhouse. Now, the same thing goes early on when I started doing corrective exercise. And anybody that was like, I got a shoulder thing, or I got a hip thing, or I got a low back thing, then people were like, I don't know. I'm just going to, maybe you should train with Rick. And that became something that I used in order to build my business. So. Also, for instance, I'm a massage therapist. That's a niche for me because it allows my corrective exercise to go into a different and greater direction. Some people are going to focus more on powerlifting and weightlifting or bodybuilding or weight loss. And let me tell you something. If you are a weight loss trainer, you were specific to weight loss, then you are going to be more sought out than anybody that's just a trainer. And the trainer just goes, hey, just a trainer. I always hate saying that. But without a niche, because you are now, every one of us do weight loss. Do you? But if you are the trainer that focuses on weight loss, that markets weight loss, that touts weight loss, that shows weight loss, that builds the business off of weight loss, then nobody wants you that is just a trainer versus this one who is the weight loss specialist trainer. By the way, there is a weight loss specialist course from NASM. Just throw that out there. I didn't say all that just to lead up to the weight loss specialist course. I just thought about it. Stop it. Y'all stop. That's number three. Find your niche. Number four, what else can I do? If I don't want to really focus on my social media, what else can I do? I'm going to say that you should probably get a website, a professional website. Websites can be, you know, you've got to get your domain name. You do your website. The website can be easily set up with kind of a lot of plug and play websites. But here's something that you should do. If you're going to have photos on your website, which you are going to have photos on your website, get some really good professional photos. This is your business after all. So if all you're trying to do is figure out how you can save money and not spend money on your calling card, on what's going to catch people's attention? What's going to give them the presentation? What is going to allow them to see you as a professional? And if what you're doing is you're putting out images and pictures that show who you are, and then don't get too wordy, don't get too verbose, don't get too loquacious, which is what I'm doing right now. Don't get too that. What you want to do is keep it short, keep it relatively simple, and be very specific with who you are and what you do and who you work with some really nice looking photos. There, that. Build a professional looking website. It doesn't have to be expensive, but you're going to have to put some nice pictures on there. Again, it doesn't have to be expensive. You can find ways, because photographers can be incredibly expensive, but you can find somebody who is maybe newer to the game, somebody that is in school focusing on photography, and they really want to practice, and then you see their work and you're like, hey, I would love to work with you. Let them know your deal. Might be too expensive. Talk to them. See if they can adjust their prices. Even if they're really good, you can talk to them and ask them if they can adjust their prices. But if they're also really good, they're probably not. Because if you're really good and somebody says, hey, can you adjust your prices? You're probably going to be like, no, I'm really good and you need to pay the value of what I'm offering. But every once in a while, there are people, I adjust my prices for people. I adjust my prices. So if I get people, here's my regular rate, and this is what I charge people, that when they hear it and they struggle. And as a friend of mine once said, I charge what I charge some people. So can I charge other people what I charge other people? I have a regular rate that I charge. And then some people, that's too much, but they need my help. I provide that service for them because I feel like I truly am the right trainer for them. Not because I just want to work with more people, but I feel like that's the person that fits what my calling card is, that's a person I can really help, then I can adjust my rates to meet them. So you're going to build that professional website, and then you're going to really get into your SEO and location-based information on your website. This is where I am. This is where I'm located. And then all the search engine optimization stuff, personal trainer in your area, personal trainer, fitness. And it's going to be all over the data, the info is going to be embedded in so many pieces of your website. And then you might want to go to work with and hire out some SEO builders. You can do that. It doesn't have to be too expensive. You can just Google and find SEO branding or building my business. And you can probably find a place that can do it and help you out for a couple $100s a year. All right. Another thing. So that's number five, SEO and location-based info on your website. You may want to consider a newsletter. A newsletter is good, especially like newsletters that are short and sweet, because what people can do is they're short and sweet, they'll read them. If they're titled well, then they'll open them. And if they open them and read them and it works with people that they like and love and appreciate and somebody else needs it, they'll send it to them. That's a part of that client referral process as well. So you can get a newsletter that gets people kind of trafficked to you. And then from that newsletter, people find your information. They find you valuable. They share it with others. You get a new name on your mailing list. You build your mailing list. You send more things out. But again, you have to be consistent with it. Same thing with a blog, number seven. So there's newsletters, there are blogs. Then you do the same thing with a blog. It's just like an online newsletter. It just sits there. And by the way, your newsletter and your blog can be the same information if you want it to be. You can provide that same information, but one lives on your website. And that way you get traffic from people that's just looking for information and they come across it. Make sure they know this is the city you're in. This is the area of town you're in. Then they can, and also stayed on there, reach out for inquiries, email this for inquiries, blah, blah, blah. Put that information out there. Make sure they know. So that's your blog. Then you got clients. Get testimonials from your clients. Find out who they are, what they like about training with you, what you've done for them. And you can either put it in highlight reels. It can be on pages on your website. It can be embedded into certain things. You're not going to put it on your social media. That's not your thing. So you can add your testimonials onto your website. You can put the text in there. You can put some videos in there. If you're going to do videos, make sure they look nice. Make sure they're well done, that they're not grainy, and make sure the sound is quality. And they have all of these little sound, these little microphones that you can get for not too expensive. And they really do sound great. And they can cut out a lot of the ambient noise, even if you're recording at the gym. So that might be a great way for you to help build your business without social media. And my last thing that I would say is, if you have clients and they have a business and you say, I would love to do something at with the employees at the bank that you work for. I'd love to do something with the employees at the education company that you work for, with the employees at the florist that you work with. I don't know, just do something with people. If you also have social clubs that are in your area, so Shriners Club or the Elks or Masons, I don't know, like just reach out to individuals that you may know, a friend of a friend, a family member friend, somebody that's part of those communities, and say, how can I bring things to you? And like, talk about healthy living, healthy lifestyle, regular physical activity, and what you can do with somebody who can guide you into helping you out with questions that you may have and you didn't really know who to ask, then let me be that person. So create local events with business and with the community. Those are all ways to build your training business without social media. But the reason people don't do social media is because they feel like there's a lot of pressure to be active on social. If you're going to be successful without social media, look at all the other activities you have to do. So what am I saying? I'm saying if you plan on being passive without having earned a flowing business, without a continual set of leads and inquiries into your availability, then social media or not, you're likely not to build your business. You have to be active in your business. It doesn't matter if you do social media or if you do traditional media, you focus on your website, you do client referrals, you work with individuals, you want to build your SEO, you work with networking, you have friends and family, you found your niche. It doesn't matter, all that stuff, if you're not active. And a lot of people don't do social media because they don't like being active on social media. And they say, okay, well, here are all these other things to be active in. And they realize, you know what I don't like doing? Being active. So what you're saying is that you just want clients. I don't want to work to get the clients. I just want to have clients. I feel the same way about playing guitar. I would love to be able to play guitar. I just don't ever want to sit down and practice playing guitar to get good at it. Don't let that be you with your business. So now all of a sudden, social media may not sound that bad. So what are some strategies that you can do when it comes to social media to build your business and build your brand? Here's the first thing I suggest. If you're working with social media, the first and most important thing that you can do is be consistent. That's my problem, Rick. It is hard for me to be consistent. I know. I have challenges being consistent. I don't have challenges in some of the other things we talked about, but being consistent, that can be really troubling for me. That can be difficult for me with social media. That's why I appreciate that we have a producer in NASM and they take clips of this, and at least I can post the information that I have in this podcast on my social media. Being consistent can be very challenging. However, it's not hard to do, but it does take time. But when you get down to it, it doesn't take up that much time. It takes up a lot of operating capacity in your mind, though. I feel like I have to keep coming up with things. And so here's what I suggest for number two. Number one, you're going to be consistent. Number two, you create a schedule of ideas. A schedule of ideas says, this is what I'm going to focus on. And let's say I'm going to post every day. Well, that, if you are currently not posting regularly, saying I'm going to post every day is really probably shooting yourself in the foot. You're not going to get very far. It sounds like a great idea until you have to do it and realize, this is why I don't do any social media. When all you really have to do is, instead of trying to post every day, commit to 2 to 3 days a week. know, if you're going to do 3 days a week, you can say Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and let Mondays be the days that I show exercises. These are unique, interesting exercises and how they're beneficial. The Wednesday, on my Wednesday days, you might want to say, okay, this is what I do when I focus on working with clients. And let's say my niche is weight loss. Then I will talk about the importance of weight loss strategies that some of my clients have. And if you have questions, then leave them in the comments. So now you're inviting them in to continue to move the conversation forward, but then you have to interact with them. So interacting on social media is very important. And you interact with some people on social media, they are going to be your fans. They're going to follow you more closely. They're going to come up in the algorithm more, and they're going to see you more often. They're going to be more drawn to you and your content. And then on the Friday, you say, okay, well, these are little tips and strategies outside of the gym that you can use to be active, right? So now you've got kind of a schedule of ideas. Here's my Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I'm going to post 3 times in a week. It's going to take me 15 to 20 minutes on each one of them, but that's an hour over 3 days a week. And if you're looking to build your business and you're only putting an hour into your marketing campaigns, then you can understand why there would be a struggle building business if you're only putting an hour's worth each week into it. Now, I'm not saying that it's going to rain business because you do that, but your consistency continues to drive traffic to your social sites. And then you also always, you need to ask people, hey, I'm looking to build my business. If you think you'd like to work with me, reach out to me, hit me up in the DMs or email me go to the link in the website, link in the, and in the bio to see my website. All of those are fantastic. They're brilliant. So you're going to focus on allowing yourself to have a schedule and then asking for people to reach out. Okay. Well, who am I trying to find? I'm trying to focus on my ideal client. This is where a lot of people go wrong in their social media, is that they're not focusing on their ideal client. They're focusing on them. Look at how good I look. Look at my bicep veins. Look at my abs. Look at my this. And it's not saying that's wrong, but that's not going to build your business. That's why you can have people that have 30,000 followers, that have 300,000 followers, and they wonder why they don't actually get more business from it. Some people are going to get vanity business without a doubt. But if you're focusing on you and not your ideal client, it's going to be a more uphill battle for you to find the clients. So focus on your ideal client, not on yourself. Well, how do you do that? We talked about it already. Be specific with your niche. This is the person, the people, the client avatar who you want to be working with. Once you put together some good stuff, then you can put a promotion together. And a promotion, you can then geo-target that says, hey, I've got, here's a nice photo or here's a cool little video, and I'm going to get these quality images and videos. That's number 6. Number 5 is do promotions. Well, you can't do promotions without number 6, quality images and videos, and allow you to say, this is who I am, this is who I work with, and then you geo-target it. You put $10 on it. You say, for $10, and I want this audience. And you list who your audience is, and you spend $10 a day over the course of 10 days. You pay $100 to promote yourself on social media and see if you get any bites. I would also probably start with $5, because different posts are going to appeal to different people. And so what you don't want to do is you don't want to go all in financially on this one idea that you think is great, because it may not go over well. So you can post several and produce several different promotions on your social, and then don't put a lot of money on it. Whichever one gives you the best outcome, turn around and put more money on that one, throw it back out there and see if it gets you more clients or more followers, draws more people to your page so more people see your brand. And then what we really ultimately want is to increase the amount of interaction. The more they feel comfortable interacting with you on the comments, the more they will feel comfortable interacting with you as their fitness provider. All right, testimonials. We said it before, number 7, we're gonna say it again. Testimonials, get those testimonials from your clients. And finally, here it is, we're gonna really do this. Be who you are. Be yourself. Don't be who you think they want you to be. Don't try to put on these airs and say, well, I'm doing this and I'm now recording. And when I record, I suddenly start speaking like this. And then when you hang up and you're talking like this and you sound normal, then just ask yourself, why didn't I sound normal when I was doing that? You want to be as relatable. You want to be yourself. And then kind of being yourself is those fun moments where you can go behind the curtains and you have the behind the curtain moments. This is where I screwed up when I was doing this exercise. These are my bloopers for when I was doing this. This is me walking my dog when I went out for my activities. And so I'll give you a little what I like to do. And even though I'm not crazy active on social media, I'm regularly contributing. So what happens is that my reels are mostly for my fitness followers. My stories are mostly the behind the curtain moments of what's going on in my life and just me, Rick. And my posts tend to be more, there's fitness stuff on there, but they also, there's me and there's my family and here's my jiu-jitsu and there's my son at his rowing tournament and here's my daughter. And these are the moments that I share and I kind of have different things. This is my version of consistency and variety. It's behind the curtain and the curtain. It is the show I want to show, and it allows you to see the behind the curtain moments and what's going on backstage in my life, outside and away from fitness. So you get a little piece of all of what's going on in my life and who I am, because I am all of those things. All right, y'all. Thanks for listening. Like, subscribe, share with your fitness friends and family. Leave a review. It's really helpful for us if you can just take a few minutes, go and leave a review about the show. We only, if you're going to do 5 stars, if you're going to do anything less than that, then just keep listening. You don't have to review. I'm just kidding. All your feedback is greatly appreciated. Thank you so much. If you would like to reach out to me directly, you can DM me on Instagram or Threads at dr.rickritchie or email me rick.ritchie@nasm.org. Thanks for listening. Make sure that you keep inspiring people to fitness. You are the reason people are coming in. You're the reason they come back. Be that person. Be that person on social and be that person off of social. Thanks for listening. This has been the NASM CPT podcast.